Hello, everybody. I have a powerful prophetic word for you tonight. Tonight at sundown is the brand new month of ER. It's the second month on the religious calendar. It is a time right after the Israelites left Egypt and crossed through the time of Passover, and now they're stepping in to their wilderness experience. And what's been going on in the spirit realms this week is that it is a week after Passover, okay? So right after Passover, it is a time where there's difficulty in finding our peace. What that means is during the Festival of Unleavened Bread, during the Feast of Passover, there's tremendous open heaven. There is the seven blessings of the Lord coming forth. Remember in the prior message last week, I shared with you those very special seven blessings. God honors his people during that time and honors us who honor his feasts. And so we're able to step into like these supernatural realms. It's a brand new time and season. But what happens after that is that the enemy pushes in very hard. So if you've been experiencing a level of unpeace, okay, a level where you're trying to get your peace back, like it was amazing during the week of Passover. It was a time where we could really ascend to new heights and focus on the Lord. And so this now is the time where we've got to hold on to our peace. So I want to read you a scripture as we're coming into the month of ER, right? Because over the next week or so, you're going to have to stand in your peace, okay? Because anytime we enter into a feast time, the great open heaven is released, and then the enemy comes quickly after. But it's true in the Word of God too, because when the Israelites were freed from Egypt and they stepped into the wilderness experience, there was a lot of complaining, there was a lot of murmuring, there was a lot of lack of faith, because there was a lot of fear. And when we enter into a new time and season like we have now, coming through the month of Nisan, God is accelerating things. There is a lot of divine alignments. There's great abundancy, but we got to get our head back in that place again. So if you've been experiencing these realms of uneasiness, having pressure come against you, maybe relationship pressure, financial pressure, you know, the basic pressures of circumstances, it's because the enemy wants you to return to where you were before Passover. But here's the deal. The whole result of Passover is that the people could go and they could worship the Lord, right? God says, let my people go that they might come and worship me. And when he sent the plagues, he sent the plagues to judge the gods of Egypt, because what they had done is they had held his people in bondage where they weren't able to celebrate the feast. They weren't able to recognize God as their savior. And so now that we have passed through and we have done that very thing, don't think of for a minute that the enemy's not going to come hard against us now that we've crossed into our new season, now that we stepped into that place. I talk about this in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. There's cycles that we go through. There's a warfare time. There's a promotion time. There's certain times that happen. And sometimes right after a feast, we enter into a time of warfare. And so I was feeling it in the spirit. And the word for you from the Lord is hold your peace. So how do we know this? Because in Exodus chapter 14 verse 13, we find that the people have been released, all right, but they're afraid, they're scared, and they've come to the edge of the Red Sea, and guess what? That enemy is coming after them. He's trying to rob them of their peace. They've just experienced an amazing time of deliverance, and they received the seven-day Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that's what's happened to us. We have come into a very, very special feast time and a time of promotion. And so in Exodus chapter 14, 13, Moses says to the people, fear not. This is because the enemy is coming after them. Pharaoh is coming after him. Pharaoh's mad now because they've been released, because he actually released him of his own free will. So he's chasing after them. And so Moses says to the people, fear not, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And that word peace is hold your deafness, your dumbness, and just rest. And listen, if we're going to talk about raising and ascending to the realms that knowing Jesus has taken us to. Because remember, through his death, burial, resurrection, we now enter into the realms of ascension. Okay, this is a 40-day period of time here. We celebrated the resurrection. In the 40-day period of time, he walks the earth, and then we get ready for the ascension. But technically, we are in this ascension moment, all right? And so as being born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost believers, we are properly positioned to live the ascension life. And so from that place of ascension, you're literally resting, you're holding your peace. Now, I realize the enemy's coming hard in the natural realm, and he did that as well when the Israelites were freed. However, when the Egyptians came after them, the direction from Moses is, listen, stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord. And that word see is the word ra'ah. And really what it means is gaze on and perceive. It's the same kind of powerful word that we find in the New Testament when we know and understand that whenever there's a healing to the eyes, we have to recover our sight. So we enter into a brand new place of perception. It's where Jesus spoke to the disciples frequently, and he said, listen, that seeing you may see. So there's two realms of seeing, right? You got to get out of the natural realm of seeing, and you got to get in the spirit realm of seeing. And what is that? That's anablepo. That's that Greek word anablepo, or it is the word that we know so well, which is eido. And so that's where we're supposed to be living. So here Moses is being told by God, listen, tell the people that they shall stand and see my deliverance. And so Moses gives the instruction, don't fear, because if you fear, you're not perceiving right, you're not seeing right. So when the enemy comes against you this week, what you gotta do is you gotta know that you're gonna put your eyes on the right eyes, that you might see correctly, that you might know him and perceive him, and that he is fighting this battle for you. See, when we're properly positioned with the Lord in the realms of the ascension, we have positioned ourselves to be in a place of peace. And so during the Passover week, we really went to great heights in the Lord, and the seven blessings were before us. But that enemy's like, you're not going to stay in that place. I'm going to come and I'm going to knock you around a little bit. And so that's what we're experiencing. So as we come into ER here tonight at sundown, hold your peace. Okay. I know you've been experiencing some warfare after Passover, but listen, God says, hold your peace, because he's going to fight the battle. He's going to properly position you to be a winner in the midst of this. And that word fight means prevail. In other words, he's going to prevail for you. Just as he did when he rescued the Israelites from the bondage of being in Egypt, he's going to free you. See, the enemy, whenever he causes warfare, he tries to take us back to being in bondage, in that place of being in Egypt. But God says, no, I've set you free, and I properly positioned you for super abundancy, not just abundancy, but super abundancy. And so I just want to encourage you today to lift up your faith before the Lord. Properly position yourself. Get in that place of silence. Get in that place of meditation with him. And remember that you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. You've actually ascended. That's what the ascension is all about. So Jesus died, buried, resurrected, and then he ascended, and he gave us that position. So all warfare is an earthly thing. It's a soulish thing. It's not a spiritual thing. So as we approach ER and we come into this time of remembrance, the wilderness, God provided all things for the people. He provided manna. He provided quail. He provided water from a rock. When they got to the bitter waters at Marah, he made the water sweet. Their feet never swelled. Their shoes never tore. They lived in a place of the supernatural, and that is the revelation of the realms of the ascension. But that's exactly, come on, that's exactly what the enemy wants to come against. He wants to knock you out so you do not worship the Lord. So you've been set free to worship him and to worship him in the seat of ascension. He wants to rob you of that. And he wants to put your eyes back into the soulish realms and get you focused on having that strangulation, like, oh my gosh, look, we're going backwards again. No, you're not. You're going forward. And he said that he would fight this battle for you, which means what do? We rest. We hold our peace. And that word peace, again, is deaf, dumb rest. It means shut your eyes for what you see in the natural and open your eyes to the spirit realms, the heavenly realms. Whew, I'm getting excited right now. Listen, somebody needs to hear this, okay? As we enter the month of ER, hold your peace. Because as the enemy tries to push against you, as he tries to create lies, as he says, come back and worship me, come back to Egypt and worship me, you say no, but we are headed to the promised land. And my deliverer, I will stand and see his deliverance today, his salvation today, for he will fight this battle for me. And let me pray for you. Lord, I just thank you right now that you're going to fight the battle for my friend. Lord, you're going to fight my battle, Father. Where the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, we put up every blockade right now. We send that demonic force back into a place of confusion. We ask you, Father, to cover our minds like the helmet of salvation, that we would be in a place of total peace in our minds, that we would stand on who we are and where we're seated. We're seated in ascension realms with you. Cause my friend to rise above. Come on, just look up. Look up and see the deliverance of the Lord. Perceive his deliverance. Perceive his salvation. Perceive his ascension realms. Step into that place of wholeness, fullness, nothing missing, nothing broken, everything that's complete and finished. He finished the work. Just like when the Israelites were received from bondage, the word was, you will never be under this bondage again, right? That's what was told to them. He says, stand, you will not see this enemy ever again as I'm taking you into a new place. And so listen, we don't have to see the enemy. You don't have to focus on the enemy. You can keep your eyes above. You can recover your sight. You can anablipo. You can eido. You can stay in covenant relationship. Have those covenant eyes. And God is going to give you the strength that you need to go forward. Listen, this is a great year. It has been marked by the month of Nisan on April 8th. Now we're into ER here, May 7th at sundown. And now we're going to proceed forward. And we're going to learn all about the fact that God is a great God. And he is a huge giver. Not only does he fight our battles, but he gives us everything that we need. So somebody needs to give him a high five. Somebody needs to praise him right now. Hoo, 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 hoo. All right. So Father, I thank you for protecting my friend now. Open their eyes that they might see and hold their peace. All right, why don't you join me next week on Thursday, May 16th. I'm doing my Zoom call. It is my monthly Zoom call in which I teach you how to ascend. Yeah, we're going through the Hebrew calendar and I'm also teaching you how to ascend. I'm bringing you keys and nuggets that will help keep you in this position of peace and rest in the name of Jesus. So there's a special discount code, SA1, number one. Go on my website, you'll see a scrolling banner at the top. Hit maximize your prophetic potential. Come on and join me there. You'll get a Zoom link a few days after registering. And in that Zoom link, you can meet me on Thursday, May 16th at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern. Invite a friend to come too. Listen, this is a great time to connect with me. This is my Glory Road community, and I get to connect with you. All right, if you don't yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, get one now. It's a power-packed book. You'll be starting to read in the month of ER, starting tonight, ER1. It's the month of radiance. It's the month of light. It is the month of Issachar. Know the times and seasons. That's the tribe for this month of ER. It's a special, special time. And that's what people needed to know about. They needed to know the time and season that they had been set free. All right, share this with a friend. Come back and see me next week and join me for the Zoom class. All right, be blessed. See you later.